刚才听说我们中间有几位是从大陆来的年轻的朋友们。
We heard earlier that we have a few friends, young friends from China.
你们有几位？刚才你们讲的是三位。How many are they?
I thought we had three, or how many?
Two.
Two.
我想等一下，也许有机会，我跟你们两位讲几句话。我主要我们要这个按照今天的进度来讲。
I hope I have opportunity towards the end to say something, share something specifically with you. But today we'll stay first with our text.
我在讲之前就是要你们两位晓得，对于我们来讲，你们是很重要的人物。
I do want to let you know that for us, you're very important.
我们很欢迎你们。
We really welcome you here.
有一件事情要。在这里报告。
There is one announcement.
教会你的准备要增加三位执事。
The church is preparing to add three deacons to our board.
到目前为止，我们只有两位，他们已经决定要参加。
And of the three invitations, two have accepted to join the deacon board.
那么我们现在还在等了第三位。
We're waiting for the third candidate.
这两位执事就是希望你们从下个月开始，就是九月开始，来参加我们的执事会。
And at least for the two who accepted the invitation, we ask that you would join the deacons meeting starting September.
我们是在第三个星期六下午一点半钟开始。
And the deacon board meeting is on the third Saturday of each month, starting at 1:30 in the afternoon.
盼望在那个以前，我们能够找到第三位执事。
And I hope that before that day comes, that we will also have our third deacon to join us.
另外，我们也在祷告，把这个执事跟长老的这个聚会要把它分开。
We are also praying to have the elders meet separately and have a separate meeting from the deacons.
我们在将来再跟弟兄姊妹们报告。
And as time comes, we'll have more announcement about that to brothers and sisters.
那么关于这个同工退休会，我再一次的鼓励弟兄姊妹们去参加。
And with respect to the co-workers' retreat, I once again invite and encourage all of you to participate.
你不要用这个借口，你说我又不是同工，我去干什么？
Don't give yourself an excuse saying, I'm not a co-worker, so why would I want to go?
那我想应该要把它改变一下，不是同工，同心。
So if we don't call it co-worker, but we call it co-laborers with the same heart.
假如你爱这个教会，你很想跟弟兄姊妹们在一起谈谈教会的事情，你就应该来参加。
If you love the church and you enjoy sharing with brothers and sisters regarding the matters of this church, then of course you should enjoy this retreat.
我保证你会喜欢。这个退休会
I promise that you will like this retreat.
因为我很喜欢。
I know I do.
在那个聚会里都是大家很喜乐的。
Every time we have these type of retreats, everyone is always filled with joy.
你假如对现实生活不是那么满意，你应该来参加。
If you're not quite so content with the life that you live right now, come and join the retreat.
好，我们今天要开始来看提摩太前书第六章十一节到十六节。
So today we continue in our study of the book of 1 Timothy, and we are in chapter 6, verses 11 through 16.
那么上一次，假如弟兄姊妹还记得的话，我们在六节到第十节里头讲到爱财的人的危险。
Last time we shared from verses 6 to 10 and we cautioned against the danger of the love of money.
世界上不喜欢钱的人不太多。
Not too many people, there are only a few people who don't like money.
但是神要对这些人加以提醒。
But God's word specifically reminds those people,
因为假如你爱财的话，你是生活在危险之中。
Because if you love money, then you actually are living in danger.
我们已经花过几次的机会来谈到爱财的事。
And we already spent a few times talking about the problem with the love of money.
那么如今在十一到十六节里头，使徒保罗就讲到属神的人他应该有什么样子的品格。
But now in verses 11 through 16, Paul charges those who call themselves a man of God. What are the characters that a man of God should have?
我要很快用中文读一遍，然后请James 弟兄用英文读一次。
And we'll read these verses in Chinese first and then followed by the English.
但你这属上帝的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打了美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也是在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。我在叫万物生活的上帝面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你，要守着命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见也是不能看见的，要将它显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿们。
But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith.Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time.God, the blessed and the only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些宝贵的话。
Lord, we thank you for these precious words.
你的心意是盼望儿女们都要做属神的人。
Because it is your desire that all of your children be men and women of God.
因为这些人本来就是从主耶稣基督得生命的。
Because each and every one of these people receive their lives from the Lord Jesus Christ.
他本来就有你的生命。
They have the life of the Lord.
所以求主的圣灵今天早晨再一次教导我们。
We pray once again that the Holy Spirit may instruct us this morning.
给我们这个愿望，我们要做属于你的人。
And give us this desire within our hearts that we will be a person of God.
生活得像你的儿女。
So that we may live up to the name, the child of God.
心里面时刻尊你为主为大。
That in our hearts, in our minds, we are always honoring you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
他一开始在十一节就讲，你这属神的人，
In verse 11, it starts out by saying, you who are men of God.
这个属神的人，这个衔头在旧约里头用的比较多。
This term or this title, man of God, is used more often in the Old Testament.
我们看到远在生命记33章。
We see this in Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记33章第一节。
Deuteronomy 33 verse 1.
他说以下是神人摩西在未死之先为以色列人所祝的福。
This is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, pronounced on the Israelites before his death.
所以从生命记啊，摩西五经一开始，我们就看到有神人这个称呼。
So from the very beginning of the scripture, even within the Pentateuch, we see the term man of God being used.
然后我们又在先知书里面看到啊，先知以利亚、先知以利沙，他们也被称为神人。
And then we see among the prophets, both Elijah and Elisha have been referred to as men of God.
我们看王下第四章第七节。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第七节说，妇人去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债所剩的。你和你儿子可以靠着度日。
Verse 7, she went and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left.
这里的神人是指着先知以利沙而说的。
The man of God reference here is the prophet Elisha.
我们再翻到前面，列王记上。
And if we look at 1 Kings,
17章第十八节
chapter 17, verse 18,
妇人对以利亚说，神人啊，我与你何干？你竟到我这里来，使上帝想念我的罪，以致我的儿子死呢？
The woman said to Elijah,What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?
所以我们要看到先知以利亚也被称为神人。
So we see here that the prophet Elijah had been also referred to as man of God.
那么在尼希米记我们不去翻了，大卫王也被称为神人。
And in the book of Nehemiah, we won't look at it now, but the King David was referenced as the man of God also.
而且彼得后书第一章二十一节也特别指着新约圣经的作者通通是神人。
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, There is a general reference of all the authors of the New Testament as men of God.
所以我们假如把这些总括起来看的话，我们可以说神人是泛指着一切致力宣扬神话语的人而言的。
And so from these references, we can conclude that the term men of God can be used as a category of anyone who have established within their mind and have determined to be a mouthpiece for God and to be able to speak on God's behalf faithfully.
一个尽心竭力宣扬神的话语，他的福音的人就被称为神人。
A person who is dedicated to the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of the word of God,That would be a person to be considered as a man of God.
我们知道当时保罗写信给这个提摩太的时候，提摩太是在以弗所。
We know that when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, Timothy was in Ephesus.
保罗写信给他， 主要的目的就是要他成为神的口舌。
The main purpose of this letter for Paul to write to Timothy is so that Timothy will become the mouth and the tongue of the Lord.
他能够征服当时教会里头一些假先知的一些话语。
So that he would also be a person who can refute many of the claims and the messages of the false teachers.
所以保罗他特别告诉提摩太，你假如要成为神话语的出口的话，你必须要做下面的事情。
And that is why Paul, in his instruction to Timothy, says that if you were to be a man of God, you must do these following.
他说第一，你要逃避这些事。
First, he says, flee from all this.
就是指着上面第九、第十这两节里的所讲的。
That, of course, is pointing to what was mentioned in verses 9 and 10.
那两节是要我们不要贪财。
That those two verses calls us not to love money.
你假如要做一个替神出口的人，你就要逃避爱钱这个诱惑。
If you want to be a mouthpiece for God, then first you must flee from the desire of amassing money.
因此，侍奉神的人爱财是不对的。
Therefore, a servant of God who is also greedy for money is wrong.
今天有一些侍奉神的人大做生意，这是不对的。
Today, there are people who are so-called servants of God, but at the same time, they have a large business that they run. That is wrong.
因为贪财的事情是假师傅们所追求的。
Because the pursuit after money, that is what the false teachers do.
这些人以敬虔为得利之门。
These people use an appearance of reverence to God as a means to get wealthy.
可是保罗说，你这个属神的人应该要避免爱财。
But Paul says, if you are a man of God, then you need to avoid the collection of wealth.
然后要追求六件事。
And then you must pursue after six things.
这就是下面所说的公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
And that is righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
什么叫做公义？
What is righteousness?
公义就是做对神、对人都对的事。
Righteousness simply means that with respect to God and with respect to man, you do what is right.
就是说一切都要依照神的标准。
In other words, whatever you do it in accordance to the standard of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们做神儿女的人不要忘记，我们是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, as children of God, let us not forget we belong to God.
一个真正爱父母的儿女，他们心里面只有一个愿望，就是盼望长大了，将来像父亲。
A child who truly loves his parents, the child would want to grow up to be like the father.
假如你对你的父亲没有什么敬爱的话，那你的父亲或者你是有了问题。
If you do not have any love and respect for your father, then that means there is a problem with that relationship.
我们常常看到一个小孩子时时刻刻都以爸爸为荣的。
When we see a child who is always so proud of the father,
当一个儿子不以父亲为荣，这个父亲有问题，或者这个儿子有问题。
That is normal. But if we see that a child has no respect and love for the father, then you can conclude there must be something wrong either with the father or with that child.
因此一个做神 儿女的第一件事情就是什么事情都要依照神的标准。
So first and foremost, as a child of God, whatever we do, we must follow the standard of God.
就是此地所说的追求公义。
And that is what is meant by the pursuit of righteousness.
下面第二件事情，他要敬虔。
The second thing to pay attention to is to be godly.
当我们讲到一个人的公义的时候，我们是讲到这个人外面的行为。
When we speak of a person's righteousness, we're speaking of the external conduct of that person.
而敬虔却是指着一个人的动机跟他的心态。
But godliness speaks to that person's motive and his attitude.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要忘掉，我们不只是外面要像神，我们的里面同样的要像神。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded that not only should our appearance be in accordance to God's standard, but also our inner person must also conform to God's standard.
无论做一件什么事，无论想一件什么事，我们必须要有把握，这是神的意思，这是神的方式。
Whatever we do, however we think,We need to have the full confidence that they are in accordance to God's will and to His instructions.
因此上，我们一个真正的要做属神的人，要时时刻刻的省察我们自己。
And so if we want to be a man of God, we must examine ourselves frequently.
提摩太前书，我们不久之前读了第四章十六节。
1 Timothy 4:16, we came across this passage not too long ago. This is what it says.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them.Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
所以我们要常常省察我们自己。
So we need to examine ourselves often.
那么第三方面就是我们要追求信心。
Thirdly, we must pursue after faith.
换句话说，我们无论做什么事情，都要信靠神。
In other words, whatever we do, we must trust in the Lord.
我们常常听到人讲，要信神，要靠神。
We hear people make these comments off frequently, trust God, just have faith.
但是我们注意，这讲这些话的人，其实他们所信靠的不是神，是自己。
But if we pay attention to the life of people who makes these comments, we often find out that these people actually...does not trust God, does not rely on God. The person they trust in and rely on is themselves.
弟兄姊妹，信靠神是一个基督徒一生所学的功课。
Brothers and sisters, to trust and to have faith in God is a lifelong lesson for any believer.
你要信靠神，你先得相信神所说的、所做的都是好的。
In order to have faith in God, we first must determine in our minds that whatever God says and whatever He does is good.
不是因为你觉得好。
And that is not because you deem it to be good.
而是相信神所说的、神所做的是真好。
But you believe in your heart, in the depth of your heart, that whatever happens, so long as God is in control, it is good.
对你是必须的。
And that for you, it is a necessity.
所以你要时时刻刻信靠神。
And because of that, you need to always have faith.
不要总是讲自己的，做自己的。
Don't just do your own thing and think of your own thing.
第四方面就是你需要有爱心。
Fourthly, you must have love.
马太福音22章，我们看一下。
Matthew chapter 22,
马太福音二十二章第三十七到三十九节，这样子说。
Verses 37 through 39.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的上帝，这是诫命中的第一条，且是最大的。
Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
第其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，在神的心目中，他的儿女最重要的一件事情，就是要凡事爱神爱人。
Brothers and sisters, from here we can see clearly that the most important thing for God with respect to his expectation of his children is first to love God and then to love men.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过爱神爱人是不是很容易？
Brothers and sisters, have you considered this?Is it easy to love God and love men?
假如你自己是真正的诚实，你就会发现，世界上最难的一件事情就是爱，爱神爱人。
If you spend some time and truly examine yourself, I think, brothers and sisters, you'll conclude that, in fact, one of the most difficult things in this world to do is to love God and to love our fellow men.
我们平常的爱都是不真实的爱。
What we consider love quite oftentimes are not true or genuine love.
我们常常把爱神解释成我放钱在奉献箱里头。
We may often interpret loving God as in dropping some money in the offering box.
假如你爱你的孩子，你解释成你不断的给他买玩具。
If you consider yourself loving your children, the way you interpret that is because you buy toys. You buy a lot of toys for your children.
你爱你的妻子是因为你到了她过生日的时候买点花了，买点什么首饰了啊，送她。
You say you love your wife, and you interpret that to mean that you would buy flower for her on her birthday, and you will give her gifts of jewelry.
弟兄姊妹，这些都不能够 成为真正的爱。
Brothers and sisters, these are not true love.
圣经的爱，圣经的爱。
The love that the Bible talks about.
是一种牺牲的爱，是一种无我的爱。
It's a love that is sacrificial. It is a love that is selfless.
是一种盼望我所爱的人凡事都是最好的。
It is a desire for the person whom I love to always have the best.
不去讲求他对我如何。
Never questioning how that person treats me.
只问自己，我有没有真心诚意的爱这个人。
But only to ask myself,Always, how have I truly treated the other person? Have I been good to them?
你送首饰给你的太太，你是真正爱她吗？
You buy a jewelry for your wife. Do you truly love her?
弟兄姊妹，送物质的东西太容易了。
Brothers and sisters, it's too easy to give material things.
我刚才不是讲了吗？你买点玩具给你的孩子也是爱呀。
I mentioned that earlier, right? Buying some toys for your children, that also shows love.
你要常常地问自己，我愿意不愿意为我的妻子舍命？
You need to ask yourself, rather, and check yourself, are you willing to give up your life for your wife?
不只是记得她的生日。
It's not just to remember her birthday.
他所喜欢的，你能喜欢吗？
Whatever she enjoys, can you enjoy also?
你能够为着他的缘故喜欢你所不喜欢的吗？
Will you be able to be willing and able to like the things that she likes even though you do not like it?
所以这个爱，对神的爱，对人的爱是要牺牲的。
So when we speak of the love for God and love for other people, this is a love that must be sacrificial.
需要无我的。
It must be selfless.
把自己要从这个里头拿出去。
We need to take the self out of the equation.
你买好的鱼肉回来给太太。
You buy a fresh fish home.
原来是因为你喜欢。
You give it to your wife, but that's because you like that fish.
你买回来是要你太太煮给你吃的。
You give it to your wife because you wanted her to cook the fish for you.
假如你不喜欢肉，不喜欢鱼，你为着她买的，这个是真爱。
But if you don't like meat and you don't like fish, but you know she likes them and you bring the meat and fish home, then that is true love.
我们要时时刻刻的省察我们自己，拷问我们自己。我是真的吗？
We have to examine ourselves and we have to test ourselves. Am I being genuine?
嘴上讲容易，我爱你。
It's easy to say the words, I love you.
真正爱的行为不太多。
But the action of true love are too infrequent.
第五，你要忍耐。
Number five, there must be endurance.
这个就是讲到一个人在苦难里头对神的敬忠。
It speaks to a person who remains loyal to God even in difficult times.
我们平常爱主不是一件难事。
When things are going well, to say that to love God isn't so difficult.
可是若是我们是在苦难里头，在那个情况之下要我们去对主敬忠，不是一件容易的事情。
But in difficulties and sufferings, then those are the circumstances in which it will be much, very difficult for us to continue to be loyal to God.
那就是为什么一个人在劳改营里头多少年始终对神敬忠，不是一件简单的事情。
That is why if someone had been imprisoned in labor camps,on behalf of their faith, and yet over years and decades, they remain faithful and loyal to God, that is difficult.
我们翻到后面的雅各书第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
第一二节到第四节。
Verses 2-4.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trial of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything.
各位弟兄姊妹，什么是你对主真正的爱、真正的信靠？就是当你在百般的试炼当中的话，还要以为大喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, do you truly love God? Do you truly have faith in Him? Well, that will be displayed in the fact of whether or not you can still rejoice in difficulties and in trials.
你在几件试验里都喜乐，不是难事。
To be joyful in few things, that is not so hard.
假是在百般的试炼里头，你还有大喜乐。
It's not even too
不是小事。
It's not even too difficult to have joy in some trials, but to have joy, in all kinds of trials, now that would be difficult.
弟兄姊妹，我们真正侍奉神的时候，必然会有 困难。
Brothers and sisters, in our service to God, it is normal to face difficulties.
许多时候，我们常常觉得好像主离开了我。
There will even be times in which we feel like God has left us.
但是我们的信心其实是在这种情况之下建立起来的。
But our faith, the reality is, our faith is actually being built up in those circumstances.
我们的忠心信心是在苦难里头建立的。
Our loyalty, our faith, our dependence on God, they are all being built up in suffering.
因此我们的结论是，苦难对信主的人来讲是一个祝福。
And that is why the conclusion for a Christian is even sufferings and trials in our lives are actually blessings in our lives.
你有苦难吗？
You face suffering?
你应该为这件事情谢谢神。
You should give thanks to God for that.
因为神给你这个机会来造就你自己的信心。
Because God has given you an opportunity to refine your faith.
神借着这个来坚定你们对他的忠心。
Because God is using that circumstance, that very circumstance, to strengthen the faith you would have in Him.
第六件事情就是温柔。
Sixthly is to pursue gentleness.
一个侍奉神的人，假如要成功的话，他必须要学习谦卑。
One who serves the Lord must learn humility.
一个谦卑的人是一个温柔的人。
One who is humble is one who is gentle.
弟兄姊妹，这里所说的温柔是真的温柔。
Brothers and sisters, the gentleness here refers to a genuine gentleness.
不是那个做作出来的温柔。
It's not a fabricated gentleness.
很多人他有这个本事，见到任何人都笑嘻嘻的。
There are some people who have that ability or have that practice that no matter who they are with, they're always with a big smile.
我们中国有一句话形容这种人，叫做笑里藏刀。
There is a Chinese phrase that describes this people that says that there is a dagger hidden within the smile.
所以一个人一天到晚对你笑，不一定是真正的爱你。
If there's a person who's always smiling at you whenever he's with you, that does not necessarily mean that person loves you.
一个人假如向我笑得太多，我就要小心。
If I notice someone is smiling at me too much, I start to be cautious.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们必须要学习温柔。
But brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to truly be gentle.
这个温柔是真正的谦卑。
Because a true gentleness comes from a true humility.
总是承认人家比我好。
The gentle person will always consider others as better than themselves.
我们一般人的这个天性就是我总要想法子找出一些比他好。
Well, the human nature is that we like to find the things that we are better at than others.
我没有他聪明，没有他漂亮，但是我比他会走路。
Maybe I'm not as pretty as the other person. Maybe I'm not as capable, but I can certainly walk better than the other person.
总要找出一个理由来，我比他强。
Because we'd always want to find something that is better than others.
一个真正谦卑的人，温柔的人，他总要找出一件事情，人家比他强。
But the person who is truly humble, who is truly gentle, they are the people who always are giving deference to others, considering others better than themselves.
所以对这种人，你不需要告诉他要温柔。
For people with that character, you don't need to tell the person to be gentle.
他自然就是温柔的。
Because naturally they are gentle.
那么然后十二节那里告诉我们， 假如我们要做神的口舌。
Then in verse 12, it tells us that if we want to be a messenger for God,
我们必须要征战。
Now we need to fight.
一个基督徒要不停地在生活里的征战。
A true Christian must always be fighting in his daily lives.
跟谁征战？
Fighting with whom?
不是跟弟兄姊妹们征战。
Not to fight among the believers.
第一，要向自己的肉体来征战。
First, we must fight against our own flesh.
我的肉体总是带领我走神不要我走的路。
Because my flesh is always leading me down the path that is away from God.
所以我若是要做一个在神眼中看为好的儿女，我必须要克服我的肉体。
And so if I want to be a useful and a God-honoring Christian, a child of God, then I must always be battling my own selfish and fleshly desires.
第二，我必须要跟我们的敌人征战。
And number two, we must be fighting against our enemy.
这就是撒旦不断的给我们诱惑。
That is Satan and all the temptations that he continuously hurl upon us.
第三，我们必须要向外面的世界来征战。
Thirdly, we must fight against this external world that we live in.
世界是花花世界，不断地引诱我们离开神的。
The world is full of color and full of pleasures. What it has is always trying to entice us, so that we will stray away from God.
引诱我们不去爱人，只爱自己的。
It tempts us to not love others, but to love ourselves.
因此上，我们爱罪恶。
That is why we love evil.
你在电视上看那些喜乐什么，多半都是罪恶。
We love sin. If you see the shows on the TV or in the movie theaters, many of those things revolve around sin.
你有没有看到，在那个这个赌钱场里头，那个喜乐是什么喜乐？
Do you see the happiness that people seem to derive from within the casinos?
一男一女拿了两张牌在那里，看看是什么。
What is that pleasure and excitement? You see the man and the woman sitting in the casino and peeking at the cards that they're holding in their hand. What is that?
假如你欣赏这种喜乐，这种这个所谓 excitement 的话，那你就上当了。
If you enjoy this kind of excitement or this kind of pleasure, then you've been deceived.
昏睡的基督徒跟冷落的教会是今天的一个现象。
The slumbering Christian and a lukewarm church, that is the state that we see today.
可惜的是，很多人还不知道他们在战场上。
A problem is, too few people realize that they are standing in the battlefield.
因此上他们在昏睡。
And that's why they're in deep slumber.
他们对教会是不冷不热。
That is why they are lukewarm towards the church.
因为他根本不知道一个基督徒活在这里是为着征战。
Because they do not even understand that Christians are in this world to fight.
因此上，你的肉体吸引你堕落。
And therefore, your flesh tempts you and leads you to corruption.
撒旦常常使用你做他的工具。
Satan actually often will use you as a tool.
世界是你喜乐玩耍的一个所在。
And this world has become your playground for you to derive all of your enjoyment and your pleasure.
你要为真道去打美好的仗。
Fight the good fight of the faith.
这个是保罗劝告提摩太的。
This is what Paul calls Timothy to do.
什么叫做真道？
What is the faith?
弟兄姊妹，所有基督的真理，神的话语，都是此地所说的真道。
Brothers and sisters, the faith constitutes of all the teachings from God and all the teachings from the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要为这些打美好的仗。
You must fight on, and this is the good fight.
而且你要持定永生。
Moreover, you must take hold of the eternal life.
所谓持定永生，就是一个有永生的人该当有的一种生活。
To take hold of the eternal life is to say that one who has the eternal life must live like he or she has that life.
所以我们要常常省察自己，我是不是现在过的生活像一个有永生的人。
And so we need to remind ourselves and examine ourselves from time to time, does my life reflect the eternal life that I have?
神呼召了提摩太，要他为真道打仗。
God called Timothy to fight that good fight of the faith.
做一个永生的人生活的见证。
So that in that he may become, he may live a life of testimony of the one who has the eternal life.
这种生活，这种见证已经在许多见证人的面前显示过了。
And this kind of life that he displayed when he was called had been a witness among all the others who witnessed his confession of his faith.
这个十三跟十四这两节有一个重心。
Verses 13 and 14 has a central view.
就是十四节里头所说的守着命令。
And that is what verse 14 says, to keep this command.
十三节讲到为什么提摩太要守这个命令。
Verse 13 explains to us why Timothy must keep the command.
十四节就是讲到他为怎么样子来守这个命令。
And verse 14 explains how he kept this command.
所以他说，我在叫万物生活的上帝面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过了美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。所以这个是我们要守这个命令的一个原因。
Verse 13, in the sight of God who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession. This gives us the reason why we must keep the command.
我们怎么样子来守这个命令呢？
So how do we keep the command?
我们要保守这个命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
We must keep the command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这命令是什么意思？
What is this command?
这个命令无疑的是指着神所启示真理的全部。
Clearly, the keeping of the command means to keep all the revealed truth and the commands of God.
也是提摩太受命所宣扬的全部的真理。
It is also the whole truth that had been entrusted to Timothy when he was called.
至于守命令这句话，
To keep this command,
不只是讲到我们要去宣扬真道。
It is not only to say that we must preach the whole truth.
我们要守护这个真道。
But we must also protect the truth.
依靠圣灵的大能。
In dependence of the work and the power of the Holy Spirit.
不是靠着自己的本事。
It is not to rely upon our own abilities.
我们没有这个本事，没有这个能力。
Because we do not have the abilities, nor do we have the power to do so.
我们必须要靠着圣灵来帮助我们。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit who helps us.
十三节我们再回去讲，神跟主耶稣基督是我们的证人。
If we go back to verse 13, we realize that both God and the Lord Jesus Christ are our witnesses.
一个传神话语的人必须要忠诚。
One who preaches the word of God must be true to his message.
而十四节就讲到，我们为神来传话，必须要毫无玷污。
And in verse 14, further highlights that if we were to preach God's word, we must be without spot or without blame.
无可指责，直到主的再来。
Without blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，提摩太要终身忠诚的传说主的真道。
In other words, Timothy must hold fast and hold true to preach the whole truth of God throughout his entire life.
一直等到他生命终止的时候。
And he must do so until the end of his life.
或者是等到主耶稣基督再回来的时候。
Or to do so until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？我们很可能还没有死，主耶稣基督就回来了。
Brothers and sisters, you do realize that there is a possibility that our Lord Jesus Christ will come back before we die.
假如你不知道，你就失去了一个盼望。
If you do not know that, then you've lost that hope.
假如你知道
，If you do know,
你就应该要更加的努力来听神的话。
Then you should even urge yourself on more to follow the Lord and hear His words.
十五、十六两节就是讲到主要再来的事情。
Verses 15 and 16 speaks about the coming of the Lord.
因为我们看到他说主要将他，我们看到在十五、十六节里头。要将他显明出来，就是要将主耶稣显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他，又是指着主耶稣而言的。
Verse 16 says, Who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever.
现在我们要再来看，在13节到16节这几节经文里头讲到神的六个特征。
There are six attributes that we can see regarding who God is from verses 13 to 16.
第一就是讲到神的大能。
Number one, it speaks of God's power.
就是他使万物生活都是靠他。
That is, all things have their beings through Him.
那可称颂独有全能的万王之王，万主之主。
God who gives life to everything, and that He is the God who is the ruler, the King of all kings, and Lord of lords.
第二，他讲到主耶稣基督复活的事情。
Number two, it speaks of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这是十四节讲到，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Verse 14 says, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三方面是讲到，这位神是一位可称颂的神。
Thirdly, it says that this God is a God who is worthy of praise.
这是第十五节讲的，然后第啊这个啊下面就是讲到神，他单独是由所有的全能。
That's in verse 15, and then it also goes on and say that He is a God, He is the God who has all of the might.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
这位神 也是一个永在的神。
He is also a God who surpasses time.
十六节说，他是那独一不死，住在人不能靠近的光里的，他是这样子的一位神。
Verse 16 describes God as one who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light.
第六讲到神，他是一位圣洁的神。
Sixthly, it speaks to God as being a holy God.
他是住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的。
Because he lives in unapproachable light and who no one has seen or can see.
我们这些不圣洁的人是不能够亲眼看到圣洁的神的。
Because we are unholy, so that we cannot see God with our own eyes because he is holy.
所以从来没有人见过神。
And that is why no one has ever seen God.
只有在主耶稣基督那神的独生子的身上，我们能够看到神的样式。
Only through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Son of God, can we have a glimpse of who God is.
所以我们看到这里之后，我们就得到一个结论。
And so after reading through these verses, we can conclude,
一个神人，属神的人，他有这样子的一位神跟他同在。
A man of God is a man, a person, who has this God with these qualities with him.
他就可以放胆的来传扬神的话。
And because of this God, the person can preach and share the word of God without any fear.
不需要有任何的惧怕。
The person can have full confidence.
神是这样一位全能，这个无所不能的这位神。
This is the God that the man of God serves. He is a God who is almighty, all-powerful.
你按照他的心意来传扬他的话。
If you follow his will and preach his word,
很自然的，他会与你同在。
And naturally, he will be with you.
你还有什么可以惧怕的？
What is there to fear then?
我们中间假如有人说我要将来长大了，或者说这个更多的认识神以后，我要做神的传话者。
There may be some of you who says, well, when I grow up, or when I'm more prepared and when I'm better equipped to know the word of God, I want to be a mouthpiece for God.
你要了解一个传神话的人他应该有的资格装备。
Then you must recognize the requirements and the equipping of such a person in order to be a mouthpiece for God.
然后因为你认识这位真神，你就有从神来的给你的胆量。
Then you must also realize that because of the God that you know, because you know him so well, therefore you can be encouraged and you can have the full confidence in the way that you preach.
你不必要惧怕会对你有什么样子的伤害。
You will not need to be fearful of what the consequences or harm that may come to you.
希伯来书十三章第六节曾经这样子向我们保证。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6 gave us this promise.
所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
弟兄姊妹，你有这样子的勇气吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this courage?
假如你真正的认识这位神，你就很自然会有这样子的勇气。
If you truly know God in the way that he can be known,you will naturally have this confidence.
主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有这样子的勇气吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this courage?
你有这样子的信心吗？
Do you have this faith?
你有这样子爱神的心吗？
Do you have this kind of love for God?
我刚才讲的，我要跟今天来的几位年轻人讲几句话。
I mentioned in the beginning that I want to say a few words to the young people who are here with us.
我要跟他们讲，我们很高兴你来到我们中间。
I want to tell you that we're very happy for you to be here with us.
我以为你会来蛮多的人的，结果只来了两位。
I thought we have a whole group coming, but we have two here today.
因为我带了些小册子给你们。
I have some booklets I want to give to you.
我要对你们讲，你们两位是有福气的。
I want to tell the both of you that you are blessed.
那些懒得不来的人，他们是没有福气的。
Those who are lazy and did not come today, they're not blessed.
你回去可以告诉他，那个传道人说你们懒得没有福气。
You can feel free to go back and tell your friends that the preacher this morning said that you're lazy and so you're not blessed.
48年前，我到美国来留学。
48 years ago, I came to America to study.
所以你可以知道我不是那么年轻。
And so you know that I'm not a young man.
我到美国来的时候，怀着跟你们到美国来同样的心情。
When I came to the States, I think I have the same sentiment that you do as you come to the States.
哦，美国是一个，我不知道现在在大陆他们是不是还把美国看作 number one， 我就不知道了。
I don't know if today in China they consider America as still the number one country in the world。
我在来美国之前，美国毫无疑问的是全世界最美最强的一个国家。
But I know that in the days when I first came to America, definitely this country was the number one and the most powerful country in the world。
我从台湾来的。
I came to America through Taiwan.
我是大陆出生的，但是从台湾到美国来的。
But I was born in China, but I came through Taiwan into America.
我那时候在台湾读大学的时候，那到美国去留学，那是每一个读大学的人心里面最大的盼望。
I was studying college in Taiwan, and I can tell you that the dream of every single student in Taiwan at the time is that they will have the opportunity to go and study in America.
很少年轻人读大学的不想到美国来留学的。
It's very difficult to come across a student who does not have a dream to go to America.
当然我也不例外。
And so of course I was one of them.
读完了大学就想到美国来嘛。
After my study there, I wanted to come to America.
我是拿了全部奖学金到美国来留学的。
I had full scholarship and to study here in the university.
心里面只有一个想法。
I only had one thought in my mind.
来到美国读书读得好，找一份好工作，然后在美国就住下来。
I will come to America, I will get a good degree, and I will find a good job, then I will settle down and have my family here in the States.
你们现在可以回大陆，我那个时候不能回大陆。
Now, of course, you're free to go back to China, but back when I was in my days, I was actually not allowed to go back to China.
到美国来干什么？
So, what to do in America?
有机会就拿诺贝尔奖金啊。
Well, if you have an opportunity, maybe you go for the Nobel Prize.
或者找一份工作赚大钱呢。
Maybe find a good job and make lots of money.
哦，有了钱之后，周游世界。
And after I make all the money, then I would go travel the world.
然后就在美国这个地方成家立业。
Then I would have a family, and I would establish myself here.
让我的孩子过世界上最舒服的生活。
I will allow my children to live, to have a life that is the most comfortable that I can give.
很多人那个时候跟我传耶稣。
Many people during that time wanted to share about Jesus with me.
一个满脑子都是钱财 都是事业的人，哪里还听得进耶稣？
A person whose mind is filled with all the pleasures of this world, all the aspirations, and all the money that he can make, well, of course, I did not want to have anything to do with Jesus.
所以立定心志，教会请我，我绝对不去。
And so I made up my mind and determined that whenever the church invites me to go to church, I will always say no.
所以我讲你们是有福气的。
And that's why I say you are blessed.
你们现在在教会里头。
Because you're actually sitting in the church.
我在初到美国来几年，从来没去过教会。
The first few years when I came to America, I never set foot in a church.
我们留学的那个时候，那美国的教会就巴不得能够找到外面的留学生。
During the time when I was studying here, that the churches here in America, they were searching and they were seeking for these foreign students to bring into the church.
没几个留学生嘛。
But they can only find a few of these foreign students.
哪像今天，你要说有几个留学生啊？那你看我们这里中间不知道有多少留学生。
Of course, today we live in a different world. If you ask how many people are foreign students, I think so many people here, even today in this room, were foreign students at one time.
我到美国来没发财。
I came to America. Well, I didn't get rich.
很明显的，我的衣服上还有洞，怎么可能发财
？It's pretty obvious because there are holes in my clothes, so of course I'm not wealthy.
我也没有大房子。
I don't live in a big house.
我也不开这个名车。
And I'm not driving a luxury car.
为什么
？Why？
所以你们现在到美国来的，我要告诉你，我到了美国之后找到了。最好的东西。
So I want to tell you, you're here in America, as was I, and I found the best thing in the world.
你不要以为我衣服上有洞。
Don't think that just because I have holes on my clothes.
那些亿万家财的人在我面前，我也对他不觉得有什么羞耻。
But if a billionaire stands in front of me, I would not feel ashamed whatsoever.
因为我是。至高神的仆人。
Because I know that I am a servant of the Most High God.
我到了美国来，没有拿到诺贝尔奖金，也没有赚到任何的钱财，但是我找到了这个世界上最宝贝的物件。
I came to America. I did not end up getting a Nobel Prize, nor did I become rich, but I did find.The most important and most valuable thing in this world.
我不是跟你讲假话，给我美国的总统我都不要做。
I'm not lying to you. If the presidency of the United States is handed to me, I would refuse it.
我最大的喜乐就是今天所讲的传神的话。
Because the greatest joy for me in my life is what I share today is to preach God's word.
我到美国来。没有找到我从前所想的。
I did not find what I thought I wanted.
但是我却找到了世界上最宝贝的礼物，就是神的给我的永生。
But I did find the most precious gift that is in this world, and that is the eternal life from God.
我跟你们两位讲。
I'm telling you this today.
我觉得这个世界上没有其他的人比我更喜乐。
I don't think there is anyone else in this world that is more joyful than I am.
没有更大的盼望。
Or have greater hope than I have.
所以你们，我相信很快会回去，你就不要忘记有这么一个传道人讲的几句话。
I know that maybe you will go back to China in some time, but I hope that you won't forget these words that a preacher shared with you.
世界上最宝贵的礼物就是主耶稣基督给我的永生。
The most precious gift that anyone can receive in this world is the eternal life that can be found in Jesus Christ.
我希望你们两位将来也有机会跟人讲同样的话。
I hope one day you will have the opportunity to say the same thing to someone else.
不要以为那些人到美国来发了财什么。 那个有一个叫什么名字的，叫什么阿里巴巴吧，什么是的，有啊，有这么一个人嘛，那个脸那个样子的，我跟你讲，他是世界上最可怜的人。
Well, don't look at those other people who seem to make millions or billions of dollars. I think there is a person who founded the company called Alibaba.
天津现在已经找他，你钱到哪去了？你应该奉献1亿也至少。
That person may have made a lot of money, but now the government is chasing after him, saying that he owes billions of dollars in taxes.
没有人来找我，要我奉献一亿。
Nobody will come to me and ask me for money.
当然，他们知道我没有一亿。
Well, that's because they know I don't have the money.
他不晓得我的钱比阿里巴巴还要多。
But what they don't know is I'm wealthier than the man who owns Alibaba.
不在地上，在天上。
But of course, it's not here on earth. It's in heaven.
我带了几个小册子，希望等一下你的这个老师把这个给你。
So I brought some of these booklets, and I want to be able to help pass these out to you.
我希望这是英文的，你也可以学英文，假如你的英文还不是那么好。
The booklet is in English, so of course that gives you another opportunity to better your English.
不要忘记，那个传道人讲的，他已经得到世界上最宝贵的礼物。
Don't forget, the preacher has said he has received the best gift in this world.
主耶稣基督的福音。
That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这段机会来听你的话。
Father, we thank you for this time that we have to come before your word.
我们知道打开你的圣经必然得到教导，得到好处。
We know that when we open up your scripture, we're the one who receive the teaching and we're the one who benefits.
求主让我们已经认识你的人爱你更多。
For those of us who belong to you already, may we love you even more.
那些还不认识你的，有心来寻求你这位万王之王、万主之主。
For those who have yet to come to know you, our prayer is that they will come to know you who is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
相信你必定祝福凡事寻求你的人。
We trust that you will bless those who seek you.
盼望这个国家里面所有的人都能够知道，这个国家真正的宝贝是主耶稣基督的救恩。
We pray that everyone who is in this country will realize and come to know that the reason why this country is so wonderful is because it has the gospel of Jesus Christ.
都是虚空的虚空。
All other things are vanities.
求主祝福我们每一个人。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 对不起，稍微多。